what do you call this? In your binder. The purpose of this time is not, in the mornings, it's not to give another message, but actually to try our best to help you to advance a little bit in the practice of the personal fellowship with the Lord. This, of course, is one of the foundations in the Christian life. And this is certainly not the first time any of you have heard any fellowship on this. We encourage everyone we meet, all the saints, all the time. You know, I think many times when we use the word all, it's an exaggeration, but not in this case. We always encourage all the saints, all the time, all the new ones, all the young ones, touch the Lord. Touch the Lord in a personal way. And I don't know where each of you is in your personal relationship, in your personal contact with the Lord. But I do know this, wherever you are, you could advance a little bit. We have a hymn that talks about there are depths that we do not know. There are heights that we have not scaled. And I do remember in my younger Christian life, I would go through stretches where it was easy to touch the Lord. And then that'd be followed by other stretches where, for whatever reason, it wasn't that easy. And I didn't know the principles. I didn't know the reason. Later I found out there are certain principles in the Word, and they are brought out in the ministry in different places, and they have been borne out by our experiences. And so what we would like to do is to convey at least a little bit of help morning by morning, and then practice. Now, in our schedule, it does say from 6 to 7, I think the first... What's the first thing on the schedule? What does that say? Arise. Arise. Contact the Lord. Shower. Clean and all that stuff. Arise and contact the Lord. So, I don't know how many of you this morning personally already contacted the Lord. So it's in their schedule. But that's okay. Already, we practice forget the things behind. And this morning, within this hour, we're going to practice again. We're going to give you another time. in my experience and in my observation concerning the saints, not just young people, but concerning all the saints, there is one particular hindrance that keeps popping up when people spend personal time. And that's the one thing that I want to focus on this morning and share a little bit with you. And also, of course, I'd like to know whether this you share this experience. And we did mention this actually each of the last few years. In this first morning session, we have gone through this, but because of the number this is the first time, it's possible some of you have not heard this fellowship. But since I was very young, I started to try to have personal fellowship with the Lord, probably since I was about 11 years old. I was with a group of Christians who really loved the Lord, and they talked about this. They talked about, except that in those days, we did not have the phrase morning revival. We did not have the phrase morning watch. I, as a Christian, knew these two phrases, personal time and devotionals. I don't know if you've heard these phrases. So mostly we use the word devotion time or devotionals. So I would practice to get up just even 5 minutes early. And I had a little book. You know, many of us today, we use this book, The Holy Word for Morning Revival, as a help. I had a little book. Maybe some of you have it, or some of our Christian friends have it. It's a little booklet. It comes out monthly. It's called daily, what is it? Our Daily Bread. Are you familiar with this publication? I just received one in the mail at the church meeting hall in New York as a kind of advertisement if we want to order these. But that was my devotional book or my morning watch book. And so each day there's a verse. So I would try to spend the time, I would read, and I would pray. But from early on and throughout the years, I discovered this. The major factor in the interruption of this time is my thoughts. I don't know if this is your experience. But I would have this kind of experience actually very often. I felt like I was clear. I was clear in my head after I washed up, and then decide to do my things, and then I'd sit down, and then I'd start to read. And then later, when I found out about pray reading the Word, okay, I would pick a verse. And actually, in our, if you're open to this, what page is this? 7. Here we have these two verses. Okay, I'm going to use the second one. It says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. So I'd read it through, and then I'd start to pray. Oh, please do not be distracted or too influenced by any kind of demonstration, because it says in Ephesians 6 that we should take the word of God by means of all prayer, which means all kinds of prayer, any kind of prayer. So there is not one way to pray, and there is not one way to pray, read. Just your way. And just be very free. Because the goal is not any kind of technique. The goal is to contact the Lord. And to allow the Lord to contact you. That's the goal. So however it happens, and I would say, whatever works for you, that's just fine. But anyway, I will demonstrate a little. This is not the way. Okay. So I would start. Amen. Oh, and the life which I now live in the flesh. Amen. Oh, and the life which I now... And then, inevitably, whether it's within 30 seconds or 3 minutes, this constantly, it would be, oh, Lord Jesus. And then, a thought. What thought? All sorts of thoughts. Very often, it was, I forgot to do that yesterday. Just that thought. And then I think, oh, Robert's going to be upset. Should I call him? Well, what time is it? He's probably not up yet. Well, maybe if I do this, and I'd work out the whole thing, and I'd be talking to myself for about 2 minutes. And then I realized, oh, amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. And then you get back. So you get back. Either you start over or you pick up where you left off. But within another minute, another thought. Or the same thought. Okay, I need to know how many have experienced something like this. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. The first time that I shared this somewhere, I thought I was taking a risk because I wasn't sure. Am I the only one who goes through this kind of stuff? Our thoughts. Romans 8:6 talks about the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. If for 10 minutes you could keep your mind set on the Spirit, you really would experience the divine life. And the Word is a big help to help us to do this. But I find it takes a lot of practice. Sometimes, especially like yesterday, many of us traveled. I don't know if any of us started traveling the night before, but yesterday, Okay, so you wake up. And I'm trying to have a time with the Lord. But I'm traveling. I'm traveling. In 2 hours, I will be at the airport. So, oh Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh Lord, oh, did I have enough underwear? That's a silly thought. But what about my toothbrush? In the middle of, Lord Jesus, toothbrush. So, either yesterday, forgot. Later, or sometimes, it's what you dreamt. Those are very often not good. Did you experience that? You had a yucky dream. And in the middle, oh Lord Jesus, the life which I now live in the, and then it's like a cloud comes. And your inner being just sinks into the yuckiness of that dream. And your mood is affected. And then you could stay there thinking about that. You realize, oh, time to go. You had scheduled 10 minutes. And the time, it's been 12 minutes already. And you didn't realize. You were just there in your mood. Oh, what is that? Actually, that is Satan's attack on the most crucial, basic, central part of our relationship with the Lord. If he can attack this, then actually he has already affected your entire day. And he has affected your personal contact with the Lord at least for several hours. If he can attack this, actually, he attacks the church. Because if you just consider, if the brothers and sisters in the church life have this kind of personal time with the Lord, have this kind of morning revival, what is the issue in the church meetings? You know, the meetings are supposed to be an exhibition of the Christ we enjoy in our daily living. And in most of the local churches, on the Lord's Day, when we're speaking, when we're prophesying, what are we prophesying? We're prophesying what we've enjoyed in morning revival. But can you imagine a local church of brothers and sisters who are having morning revival like this? If you give 10 minutes, how much of that time is actually really contacting the Lord? And how much is in the mind or in the thoughts or in the issue of the thoughts? It could be out of 10 minutes, you had only 2 minutes. It could be out of 20 minutes, only 5 minutes. So brothers and sisters, I feel it's really crucial to learn, to practice, to overcome in this area. I would like to read these verses with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Can we turn to that? I already gave you one set. Romans 8:6. Let's also read 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We could read 3 to 5, but the key verse is 5. Okay, if you have it, start. 2 Corinthians 10, 3. Go. In verse 5, as we overthrow reasonings and every high thing rising up against the knowledge of God. Now when you put it like that, it sounds like it's this great onslaught, this great attack. But it could be just this. I'm praying, oh Lord, I love you this morning. Oh Lord, oh Paul, I'm going to see Paul today. Paul, oh, I wonder how Paul is. I wonder how his baby is. Oh, it must be big. Oh, he's such a cute kid. Oh, I can't wait to see him. Do you know what that is? That's a high thing rising up against the knowledge of God. It doesn't have to be an evil, sinful, flesh-filled, lustful thought. It could just be, oh, I'm going to see my good friend. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, he's so big. Oh, so cute. Not him, I mean the baby. Oh. And you can just be there and you're, oh, for 2 minutes. But that's 20% of your morning revival, maybe. So you have to be on guard. You have to realize every morning watch time is actually a warfare. So I would say, don't take all that we're fellowshipping with for too much analysis. When you're out there, when you're spending the time, don't analyze. Okay? Because really, what's a good personal time? It's just one that you have. So long as you have it, that's good. It doesn't matter how it was. Okay. But we want to improve the quality of our time. Eventually, we want to increase the quantity also. But the main thing we're talking about in this fellowship is the quality of our time. Are we really contacting the Lord? So it says here, take captive every thought. And sometimes, again, this is not the way, but I'm just opening in fellowship, giving you a testimony. Sometimes, this is what I do. When I'm praying and the thought starts to come, now I realize, now I'm much more sensitive about this. But it doesn't stop it. It still happens. When the thought comes, right away I say, no. Even out loud, I would just say, no. Not this time. Sometimes I say, no, not now. But you sit there and wait because I don't want to forget you. Because I really do have to do that. I really do have to call Robert and let him know something. So you know what some saints do? I found out after I fellowshipped this. They always have a pen and paper there. Because they know in the morning they're going to be reminded of some good things. So I tell the people sometimes now, if you want to make sure you remember everything, go pray and have morning revival. And Satan will remind you of everything. Just say, thank you, Satan. Oh, Lord, I love you. And just get back. Jump back into the fellowship. And incidentally, it says, okay, take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. So, as I said, I did say, no. Stop. Sometimes, it's a torrent of thoughts. I don't know if you've experienced this. Like, you can't stop. It's just, and sometimes, terrible thoughts. I said, stop. I just tell him, stop. Lord, I flee into you. Another verse. This one's also very important. Chapter 2, same book. Verse 11. 2 Corinthians 2, 11. You have it? Let's read. That may not be taken advantage of by Satan. His schemes, you know, there's a note there, schemes. It just lists antonyms, right? Plans. No, that's not antonyms. Synonyms, sorry. Plans, plots, devices, designs, wiles, intentions, purposes. You know, the root of the word schemes in Greek is the same as the word thoughts. So, I believe, you know, this is what we're reading here is the second edition of the Recovery Version. In the original, the first edition of the Recovery Version, it actually said, thoughts. We are not ignorant of his thoughts. Now, this is very important. Because these are his thoughts. His schemes. So that means that thought about seeing Paul is not my thought. That's Satan's thought that he injects into my mind. See, because you have to realize Satan is so close to us because of the fall. This is an effect of the fall. We have become the flesh. He is inside of us. That's why it's so easy to be influenced by him. You don't need outward things. You don't need outward temptations. Satan's inside. So he can easily influence your thoughts by injecting his thoughts. But you have to realize those are his thoughts. So when you get a little distracted by his thoughts, you do not have to repent for his thoughts. You do not have to confess his thoughts. You just have to come back and keep on going. So when that happens, oh Lord, I love you. Shh. And you're there. You don't have to, oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. Oh Lord, stop that. Just, Lord, I'm back. Lord, I love you. Just get up, back on track, and keep going into the Lord. Just keep going into him. Okay, I think that's probably enough. I want to give you just these few words real quick, and then I want to send you to go to practice. When we're practicing, we're going to give you 10 minutes, right? Like in about 3 minutes. We'll give you 10 minutes to just go take a verse. You could take these verses on your sheet. You could take any verse. If you can't think of something, then I would offer you 2 Timothy 1, 6, and 7. Those are the verses on you have not received the spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love, and of sober-mindedness. You can take those verses. Or 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit, grace be with you. Okay. It's good to have a plan before you actually go. So you're not looking like, what verse should I take this morning? Okay. Do you have to take a verse? No. But it's good to take a verse. It feeds your spirit. But there are times when maybe singing a hymn, the words in a hymn will supply you. So you can be flexible. There is no set way. Okay? But anyway, one way to calm down our mind at the beginning of our time is to just call the Lord. Just call on the Lord. Just call the Lord's name. And it's good. This brings tranquility to our inner being. And that's what you need. You need to quiet down your inner being. There's a verse in Psalm 62:1. It says, my soul waits in silence before you. Now, it says my soul waits in silence. It doesn't mean you have to be silent. Actually, one way to make your soul silent is to call on the Lord. Because your soul is very loud and active. What's your soul again? Your mind, your emotion, your will. But especially your mind and your emotion. They are very talkative. They are very active. And when you're trying to be quiet, the mind and emotion are the problem. So calling could quiet them down. But I would tell you, if you're calling and you're calling, and for about 30 seconds you're calling, I don't know if you've experienced this, it's like the more you call, the stronger your thoughts are. And you're trying to out-call your thoughts. Have you had that battle? And you're trying, okay, I would say, after 30 seconds, abort. Just do something else. You don't be there fighting through. I would say, you need to pray. But what is to pray? Say something to the Lord in a very genuine way. Just say, you know, Lord, it's not working this morning. It's not working. The thoughts are too much. Lord, are you going to help me or what? Because I really need you. And you might even say, Lord, you know me. I'm turning to you right now, and it could very well be that I will not turn back to you the whole day. Doesn't that happen sometimes? So I have told the Lord, listen, Lord, I would advise you touch me now. You're going to give me something, give it now. Because you got my attention. And you know, Lord, you know better than me. I may forget you the rest of the day. So, Lord, you want to dispense? Here's your chance. Just say something to him. Then, as soon as possible, get to the Word. And open your being to the Word. And learn, and maybe later in the week we'll talk more. Personalize the prayer reading. As quickly as possible, convert the words into a personal interaction and transaction. Now this verse, Song of Songs, this is nothing more personal than this. Let him kiss me. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. But not just, let him kiss me. Amen. With the kisses of his mouth. Amen. For your love is better than wine. Amen. Personalize. Lord, I want you right now to kiss me. And I want to kiss you. And I want to be so close to you. Lord, kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. Lord, I love your mouth. Oh, kiss me. Lord, I kiss you. Lord, your love is better than wine. Lord, make this real to me. Your love, better than wine. Better than anything the world has to offer. Lord, I love your love. Your love is better. Thank you for the better love. Lord, your love is not only better, you've got the best love. Lord, I want to love you with the best love. Oh, but your love is better. So you love me with the better love, and I love you with my best love. Lord, I love you. Actually, maybe you didn't finish the verse, but 10 minutes could go by your conversion, that could lead you to many places. In the midst of this, it's very possible the Lord could shine a little light. Am I really the best? Do you really love me the best? Where has your heart been the last 2 weeks? In the middle, we say, oh Lord, you know. Really forgive me. Lord, but I say your love is better. I declare in faith your love is better. Lord, you're just going to have to kiss me more. You're just going to have to win me over again. Lord, I love you. And this kind of becomes like a little cycle. So this is not a plan. This is kind of like a menu. Or maybe like a sampler. You know, a sampler where they give you a little bit of everything. And you go back and forth, back and forth. So anyway, we want to encourage you. I hope this helps you a little bit. How about right now we just disperse? We take 10 minutes. You can stay here. You can go outside. Don't go too far. And we'll come back in, what time is it there? We'll come back at 8:45. Yeah, you want to share something.
Don't really go that way. Don't really go that way. You can go that way and that way. It's a lot better. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Come back at 8:45 and we'll do something else.